you know, it's a...
Well, let's talk about the God thing. Right. I mean, you know, obviously you're an atheist, you know, you don't believe in God. And, you know, there are certain things. I mean, do you believe in science?
Yes, okay. Yes, I believe in science.
Awesome.
Well-versed in science.
Okay.
I try to keep up with the study.
Awesome. So you believe in, like, the first and second law of thermodynamics? You believe in
science? What I know of it, yeah.
So you would agree with me that matter cannot be created or destroyed?
Oh, yeah. I am 100% with you on that. I do believe that, you know, science has proven that matter can't be destroyed. It can't be created.
Now, I'm not trying to back you in a corner here, but let me ask you this. Steve Hawking said, because, and I quote him, you know, it's word for word, he says, because there are laws, such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. So that statement... you'd probably agree that it violates the first law of physics, and all scientists agree that at one point there was nothing. So if at one point there was nothing, wouldn't something that's outside of matter have to bring matter into being? What's your response to that?
My response is I don't know.
Are you sure that you're not sure about it?
I
feel like that's a logical fallacy.
Yeah, too.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
So to say, well, I don't know, or I'm not sure, are you sure that you're not sure? Because here's the thing. From the scientific standpoint, I don't believe atheism is scientific at all. In fact, I believe that it goes directly against the first law and second law of physics. You know, something who gave the laws? You know, we have to ask these questions. You know, the sun is burning down. You know, so things that are in order are now going towards disorder, but there was order at the beginning. You know, the sun's burning down, the moon is getting further away, the earth is slowing down. Who gave the laws? Who wound things up? If ordered things go towards disorder, why is there order?
And that is something that, you know, I acknowledge that there's a possibility of some kind of mind controlling nature.
Big Bang theory of creation can now be explained by science alone without the need to consider some form of divine intervention.
Because there are laws, such as gravity, the universe can, and will, create itself from nothing.
I would have to really look at where Stephen Hawking was coming from with that statement, and if he actually put science behind it. I tend to think that maybe he was trolling, you know, like trolling the religions. Because at that point in his career when he said that, he was Stephen Hawking. He was the leading atheist in the world.
Well, actually, it's interesting you mention that, because I know a lot of people say, well, was he trolling? Well, here's the problem with that. Steve Hawking said, he was in an interview, and the interviewer said, you know, Hawking has stated that given the vastness of the universe, aliens likely exist. So Steve Hawking's like, oh, I don't believe God exists, but aliens exist. Richard Dawkins, these guys all watch too many sci-fi movies, in my opinion. I don't have a problem if somebody says, I don't want to believe in God. Where I have a problem is when somebody says, well, I believe in science, but I don't believe in God. Because scientifically speaking, matter cannot come from nothing. And if at one point there was no time, no space, no matter, and then bang, out of nothing, big bang, everything comes into being, that violates the first and second law. And even more of science.
You know, and of course, as an atheist, I would say that, you know, it's a circular argument, because where did God come from? You know, who created God? You know, it's the same thing as saying that when the universe comes out of nothing, well, if God created the universe, what was before God?
Sure, that's a great question. So my God is not inside. If, in order to create something, I have to be outside of it. Mm-hmm. I build computers for a living. You know, I have to be outside of the computer. So whatever this being is, whatever this intelligence is, has to be outside of time, space, and matter. If he was confined by time, space, and matter, how can we say, oh, he's God? You wouldn't be able to. You know, how can you say that, you know, I'm a computer designer if I'm stuck inside of a computer machine? You know, it doesn't make any sense. So, of course it's logical to believe in a creator. Of course, it's unscientific to say that there is no designer. You know, and again, I want to say, I don't have a problem. If you want to be an atheist, that's fine. And I talk to atheists all the time, and a lot of them admit that they don't, and you probably won't, because you're the raging atheist, and that's fine. I don't expect you to respond to this, but a lot of atheists, and people say, oh, no, they don't really say, yeah, they do, they admit to me, and I've got it on film, but they say, okay, well, I guess I don't believe in science.
I think with science, it's like anything, you're gonna pick and choose what you believe and what you don't. It's